今天晚上要和弟兄姐妹们交通另外一方面，就是关于在读神的话、读圣经上面的一点学习。
This evening, I would like to continue to share with brothers and sisters another aspect of my learning, that is my learning in studying the Bible.
首先我要提起在65年前所发生的所听见的一句话。
First of all, I would like to mention something I heard 65 years ago.
那是苏联的先辈在读经上面的一句的提醒的话语。
That's some reminder from an elder spiritual brother who has given us some kind of admonition.
可以吗？不行。OK， 好，那我就来读啊，来说这句话，说起来也很简单。
Actually, his statement is very simple.
就是说，我们读圣经的时候
，That is when we read the Bible.
圣经有很多话都很清楚地交代了。
There are many words in the Bible are explicitly recorded.
就是说，我们读圣经。圣经里头有明文记载的
，that those are the explicit accounts。
他告诉我们要好好的读
，and the brother advised us to study them closely。
越仔细越好
，the more detail the more better。
千万不要马虎
，never to study it so carelessly。
不要断章取义
，nor to garble the context, taking it out of
context。
Sometimes,
主在新约里头，在旧约里头都提起那一件事情。
In the old, both in the Old Testament and New Testament, the Lord has mentioned it.
我们不能只注意旧约所讲的。
We shall not look to what the Old Testament says.
还要注意新约所讲的。
But also allude to what the New Testament says.
有的时候，主借着使徒保罗。告诉我们他的心意。
Sometimes God would use Apostle Paul to tell us His will.
同样的事情，彼得也讲论了。
But the same thing, Peter also talks about it.
有的人欢喜保罗。
Some people just like Paul.
就注重保罗所说的。
So they solely focus on what Paul
said. 就把彼得使徒彼得所说的就忽略了。
At the expense of what Peter said, simply neglected.
简单说。
Simply put,
就是圣经有明文记载的。
That is when the Bible explicitly records something.
我们都要好好的读，详细的读。
Then we have to study each one closely in detail.
把那个事情弄清楚了。
You have to make yourself clear on those.
有位神的仆人这样说。
And one of God's servants once said.
圣经中的事实，如果我们读得准确。
If we can study accurately the things in the Bible,
我们已经得着了一半的亮光。
Then we have already obtained half of the light.
那另外一半呢？
What about the other half?
不是我们努力能达到的。
It's not something you can achieve by your own
effort. 需要圣灵来帮助我们。
Instead, we need the Holy Spirit to
开启我们的心灵。
Open our hearts.
借助他的话，圣灵来。启示我们
，Through His Spirit, He will reveal those words to us.
就盼望能够得着更完全的事实和光。
So we really hope to have a full picture, more comprehensive light in order to understand God's word.
另外，他说另外一方面的话。
Now another thing about the reminder is,
圣经没有明文记载的。
Those are accounts not explicitly recorded in the Bible.
也要好好的读。
You also have to study those.
在六十五年前。
65 years ago.
我听见这样的话。
When I heard this statement.
头一半，我觉得我懂了。
I understand the first half of the statement.
应该不可以马虎，要好好的读，细细的读。
We shall never study the Bible willy-nilly, carelessly.
但是圣经没有明文记载的。
But those scriptures, those accounts not expressly recorded.
要怎么读呢？
How shall we study them?
好像觉得很重要，但是不懂。
I understand it's important, but I don't understand what he is saying.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主的怜悯经过从那个时候到现在，算一算65年了。
Through his mercy, I reflect back on the day I heard of it. It's 65 years ago.
对神仆人所说的这两句话。
In regard to the statements our brother said,
逐渐的有一点体会。
Gradually, I come to some understanding.
有一点经历。
And I have accumulated some experience.
今天晚上也在这里，啊，借着神仆人所给我提醒的话语。
So tonight, through the reminder our brother has given us,
我们在这里一同。有交通。
Here together we will share on this point.
第二个点我们要注意来看的。
The second point we would like to consider here is
就是研读圣经，研读圣经的那个守则。
The principles of studying God's word.
有几点的原则是很重要的。
Several points are very important.
第一点。
First.
圣经。都是神所默示的。
Is that all the scriptures are inspired by God?
无论是旧约，无论是新约。
Whether it's New Old Testament or New Testament.
整个66卷的圣经。
The whole 66 books of the Bible.
都是神所默示的。
They're all inspired by God.
这是保罗在提摩太后书3:16所说的。
This is what Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16.
我们和合本的圣经是这样说。
And this is what the Chinese Bible says.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is inspired by God.
和解说，凡是神所默示的圣经。
Or all that is inspired by God.
主所默示的圣经做什么呢？
What is that scripture that God inspired?
对于教训。
Is profitable for
读者使人归正。
Doctrine for reproof, for correction.
教导人学义。
For instruction in righteousness.
都是有益的。
All these are profitable.
这是保罗写信给提摩太的时候所提起很重要的一个原则。
This is a very important principle when Paul wrote the epistle to Timothy.
这一节圣经，我参考这个原文里头的那个解释。
I refer to the meaning of the original language.
有的他们精通这个希腊原文。
The students of the Bible who are very versed in the Greek original.
他们的翻译啊。是这样，
and here is their translation about it.
圣经都是神所吹气的。
All scripture is breathed by God.
不只是神的默示人、启示人。
It's not that God inspired or revealed to people.
更是神吹的气。
But even God breathed on the scripture.
弟兄姐妹还记得吗？
Beloved, do you remember this?
亚当被造是怎么造出来的？
How was Adam made?
神做了一个泥土的人。
God made man out of the dust of the ground.
用泥土做一个人。
He made a man out of the dust of the ground.
但是那个人啊，是泥土，
but,
一堆泥土。
But this man is formed by a cluster of clay.
然后神呢，就在这个泥土人啊，这个鼻子里头啊，吹气。
And then God breathed a breath of life into this man's nostrils.
他就变成有灵的活人。
And he became a living soul.
就是而且是活的魂。
A living being.
里面，那外面是一个人的肉体。
And outward, you could see the flesh of a man.
里面有神的灵在我们的里面。
Inside there is the spirit of God in him.
成功为人被造之人的灵。
And that breath of life becomes the spirit of the man.
身体和灵之间。
Between body and the spirit.
有我们的魂。
We have our soul.
我们的思想。
Our thought.
我们的情感。
Our emotions.
我们的意志。
and our mind，
而且我们的良心
or our conscience。
良心是介于灵跟魂之间，
conscience is between our spirit and soul。
这就是神所造的人，
and this is the man made by God。
感谢神，神不是吹气在这个泥土的人里面，
not only did he breathe this breath into this man，
成为一个活的亚当，
but he became a living Adam。
圣经神所有的话，
in the Bible all of God's words，
就是神的灵，神吹了气，
are breathed by the breath of God，
而成功了我们手中这个宝贝的圣经。
And this brought to us the special Bible.
那么这个圣经做什么了？他吹气做什么了？
Why did God breathe onto his word?
原文的意思是依教导。
First is for doctrine.
依读者。
Second for reproof.
依归正。
Another for correction.
依在狱中的管教。
And the fourth is instruction in righteousness.
都是有益的。
All these are profitable.
为什么这么多的益呢？
Why is it as for this and that?
它是主要的强调。
And here the verse emphasizes
神的话语，
God's word
在教导上，
in doctrine
在督责上，
in reproof
在归正上，
in correction
在这个这些在狱中的管教。
And also in instruction, instruction in righteousness, they are all profitable for man. Therefore, God's word is for us to receive instruction.
也是要督责我们，
and also for us to
管理我们，
to be disciplined,
啊，叫我们能好好归正，在正路上来跟随主。
So that we will be instructed to walk in righteousness.
有的时候我们偏行自己的路，
Sometimes we go astray，
神就要管教我们。
According to our own ways, and God will discipline us.
怎么管教呢？
How would he discipline us?
借着他的话，
through his word.
如果我们能够从他的话被提醒受管教，
If we are able to be reminded and chastened by his word,
我们就蒙福了。
Then we are blessed.
有的时候人不受管教，
Sometimes men do not receive discipline，
就要被鞭打。
Then he or she will be spurred，
就像我们今天下午讲的那个巴兰，
Just as what we talk about this afternoon，
神给他话语来归正他的路。
God gave him instruction to correct him，
你不可以走这条路，
Do not walk in this way，
你不要到巴勒那里去，
Do not go to Balak，
不要去咒诅我的百姓，
Do not go to curse my people，
他不听，
He will not listen，
怎么办呢？
Then what would God do?
神说你去吧。
Okay, God said you go.
但是神有管教。
But there is discipline here.
那个使者拿了刀。
We saw that the angel with the
来拦住他的路。
To obstruct his way.
这就是神的管教。
And this is God's discipline.
如果他乖乖的听神的话。
If in obedience he listened to God's word.
神说不可以去。
God said do not go.
啊，就不去了，死了这条心。
And Balaam said I will not go.
但是巴兰不死心。
But God,
不接受神话语的管教，
Balaam would not listen to God.
神只好用使者拿刀 来追杀他。
He did not receive God's discipline, so God sent an angel with the sword to chase after him.
连神的管教他都管不了他。
It's a pity that even with God's discipline, it seems God is not able to restrain him.
最后神只有放弃他。
In the end, God would give up.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have
我们要宝贝这本圣经，
we have to treasure this Bible,
对我们来跟随主是太重要了。
Because for us to follow the Lord, it is so crucial.
那我们来看第二点。
Now here we will consider the second point.
第二大点的第二小点。
The second point of the second headline.
我们怎么来读这本圣经呢？
How shall we study this Bible?
它告诉我们要按着正义来分解真理的道。
We should rightly divide the word of truth.
这又是保罗写信给提摩太说的。
And also, this is Paul's letter
第二章
to Timothy.
十五节这样说。
2 Timothy 2:15.
你当竭力。
Be diligent.
在神面前得蒙悦纳。
To present,
得蒙喜悦。
To present yourself approved to God.
做无愧的工人，
A worker who does not need to be shamed,
按着正义 分解真理的道。
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
这句话
statement.
有一本是圣经恢复本。
There is another version of a Chinese Bible.
他对一些圣经，他有一点点解释。
Recovery translation.
就是说
，his translation is
意思呢？我们怎样做一个无愧的工人呢
？How can we become a worker not be ashamed？
就是要将神的话语的各部分。
That is to have God's word in every aspect.
正确的，正直的。
Very accurately, very rightly.
毫无曲解的把它指示出来。
Without any distortion.To have all these words.
有一个比较统一点简单一点的意思。
And there is another more common meaning to this is.
我们中国人很欢喜吃这个豆腐。
We know Chinese just love tofu.
那个豆腐啊有的时候一块一块摆在那里。
And we have tofu piece by piece.
那你如果要把它切好了切成一小块一小块。
Now you have to cut it in small dices.
你这个切的刀啊，要比较利。
Your knife has to be sharp.
拿这个刀要拿得比较正。
And you have to hold your knife.
要好好的把它，好好的留心的把它切开。
And carefully divide the tofu.
如果刀拿歪一点。
If your knife is not sharp.
这个刀切出来啊，就走了样子了。
Then this tofu would be turn out not to be the way you wanted.
你这有的时候都切出来不知道像一般乱七八都散掉了。
Sometimes you didn't do it right, then the tofu comes to become a mess.
解释神的话语。
So when we explain God's word,
要分析神的话语。
When we analyze,
要非常小心的。
Be careful.
按照神的意思
according to His will,
不是我们自己的意思
not our own will,
来解释
not according to our will to explain it.
这是使徒保罗对提摩太这个青年工人的两面的提醒
Now this is Apostle Paul's reminder to his young co-worker Timothy. It has two sides of the meaning.
使徒彼得在他晚年的时候
Apostle Peter at his old age.
他写了彼得后书
He wrote Second Peter,
提醒神的儿女对于圣经的解释
reminding God's people regarding the exposition of God's word
这就是彼得后书第一章
Second Peter 1
二十节二十一节
Verses 20-21
可是很可惜
But it's
在我们中文的圣经里头
that in our Chinese
对这两节圣经翻得不够清楚
The translation is not clearly done.
那有圣经的可以打开看。
If you have your Chinese Bible, please
中文是怎么翻的
？This is how Chinese translation.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter 1.
二十节，二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
好，好，二十节这么说。
Verse 20 says.
彼得后书第一章二十节。
Second Peter.
第一要紧的
，Knowing this verse，
该知道经上所有的预言。
That no prophecy of scripture
没有可以随私意解释的
，is of any private interpretation。
照着这个中文的翻中这个正和本的翻译
，According to Chinese version of the Bible，
就是说我们解释圣经啊。
That's to say that when we explain the
scripture, 解释圣经中的预言
when we explain the prophecy of the Bible,
不可以随着个人自己的意思来解释
You should not do it according to your own private interpretation.
但是原文的意思不是这样
But it's not an original language.
原文什么意思呢
What does the original mean?
他说第一要紧的
The first important thing is
应该知道圣经中所以神言传讲的话
，Know this that all of the oracles of God，
我们的和本的圣经说预是圣经中的预言
，But the Chinese Bible restricts this only to the prophecy of the Bible。
圣经有三分之二 是不是五分之三是关于历史。
In the Bible, it had three fifths of the Bible content is history.
其他的呢，就是圣经中有预言、先知的预言，还有诗歌，还有一些教训。
Others include psalms, the teaching.
但是。这里的意思不是指在圣经中那个预言的部分。
But here the verse does not mean restricting to prophecies only.
特别许多先知书，很多都是神的预言。
Prophecies.
说到将来所要发生的事情。
Prophecies speak of the things to come.
但是这里使徒彼得不是这个意思。
But here Peter doesn't mean this.
乃是说圣经中所有神传讲的话。
He means all the oracles that God preached in the Bible.
是指着全本圣经。
It speaks of the whole Bible.
都是神言传讲的话。
All are the oracles of God.
他说不可以随私意解释。
You cannot interpret.
这个不是说你不可以随自己的意思来解释。
It does not mean that you cannot interpret according to your own will.
原文的意思，有一本圣经这样翻。
A version says this.
不可以随着本处来解释。
Do not interpret Bible only according to this one particular place.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
比方说，主耶稣说，信的人有永生。
If the Lord Jesus says, he who believes has eternal life,
他就永不灭亡。
He shall, it will not perish.
谁也不能从父的手里，从主耶稣的手里把他们夺去。
Nobody can take him out of the hand of the Father, not even from the hand of Jesus.
那这就是说，我们现在一信了主，我们就有永远的生命。
Does it tell us that once we believe in the Lord, that we have this eternal life?
而且永远不灭亡。
We will not perish.
这个得救是永远的。
So this salvation is eternal.
但是圣经也告诉我们。
But the Bible also tells us.
我们这些信主的人将来。
All of us who believe in the Lord.
要向主交账。
Later on, we all have to settle the account.
有的人主称赞他们。
Some of them God will praise.
哦，你是好，又良善又忠心。
Good, faithful.
他们要到国度里头去。
They will enter the kingdom.
跟主一同做王掌权。
They will reign together with the Lord to rule.
但是还有一些人。
But others.
不忠心。
Not being faithful,
又懒惰,
they are lazy and evil.
他们能进国度吗?
Can they enter the kingdom?
他们要被赶到黑暗的地方去,
they'll be driven out into the dark.
在那里哀哭切齿,
there they will gnash their teeth.
有的人说感谢主,
and some people say thank the Lord.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible teaches that
与主同在就好得无比。
Where the Lord is, it's far better.
这一句话在什么地方听得最多了?
Where do you hear most?
我不知道你们在哪里听得最多。
I do not know where you hear it most.
我听得最多的。
The place where I hear it most.
就是在弟兄姐妹们的安息聚会里头。
Is at the memorial services.
有弟兄姐妹们主里安睡了。
Some brothers and sisters rest in the Lord.
那么这个传道先生啊，而且弟兄们就起来安慰家属。
Now the preacher or a brother would stand up.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你们的先人走了。
And loved ones passed away.
他们与主同在，好得无比。
They are now with the Lord, which is far.
所以你们要放心。
Therefore, rest
in the Lord. 不要难过。
Don't be sorrowful.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
对不对？小弟兄、小姐妹，你们说对不对？
Our young brothers and sisters, do you think it's right?
弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
他们的先人是最好的无比了。
The deceased ones, are they being with the
Lord far
better?
他们好没有好好的爱主。
Or If they have not loved the Lord well,
可能不是好的无比哦。
Maybe it's not
是要被赶到黑暗的地方去哦。
It could be that they have been driven
into darkness. 圣经明明讲是好的无比啊。
But the Bible does say that.
谁说的？
Who said that?
保罗说的。
Paul did.
保罗不是说我们与主同在就好的无比。
Did Paul say that be with God is far better?
他蒙神的保守。
That's because Paul has been kept by God.
他是一个得胜者。
He is an overcomer.
所以他科目说，在艰难中，他真是羡慕能够与主同在。
Therefore, in the midst of a difficulty, he really longed to be with the
Lord. 脱下地上的这个帐篷。
To let go of earthly
camp. 能够穿上天上这个荣耀的身体。
To put on this heavenly glorious body.
所以保罗说啊，我乐与主同在是好的无比啊。
That's why Paul said, if I could be with the Lord, which is far better.
但是为着你们腓立比的教会。
But for you, Philippian church.
我觉得我还要再活下来。
I feel I need to.
为什么活着啊？
Why do I live?
就是为着弟兄姐妹，为着教会。
It's for the brothers and sisters and for the church.
弟兄姐妹清楚吗？
Beloved, are you clear?
好的无比。
Far better.
是保罗的经历。
That is Paul's experience.
是神给保罗的把握。
This is the assurance God has given to Paul.
所以啊，有的弟兄姐妹糊里糊涂的就抓住这个话。
And some brothers and sisters are.
就说不要难过。
Are muddled in mind.
这个话我听了几十年了。
They just grab hold on the saying and the saying do not be sorrowful.
我觉得不对不对。
I have heard this.
这是错误的解释。
I've heard of this for decades, and I know.
错误的安慰。
This is the wrong.
这是开了一个空头支票。
This is the wrong.
让这些商家里围着他们走的先人在那里快乐。
This is like you write out blank check and tell those people just write down whatever that would make your heart feel better.
这就是使徒保罗、使徒彼得的意思。
This is what Peter said.
不可以随着一个圣经那一个地方就来解释。
Do not explain the Bible verse just merely according to that one place.
必须好好的读圣经。
You have to study the Bible well.
这也就是刚才开头我所说的。
And this is what I said in the beginning.
圣经有明文记载的。
There are scriptures expressly recorded, never garble the context. You have to look at in a full picture.
Okay, 那我们来看。
Now that's considered
第三个大点。
The third point.
圣经的历史人物。
That is the biblical characters in the Bible.
我们这本圣经有六十六卷。
This Bible contains 66 books.
一千多章的圣经。
Over 1,000
但是啊，我们有人好好去统计。
But when people make
关于讲到历史这一方面的，
all the verses on history
有五分之三这么多。
Are about 3/5 of the whole content.
剩下的五分之二。
The 2/5 left.
才是所谓先知的预言、诗歌、教训等等。
Is prophecies, teaching, and songs.
圣经中的历史
The biblical history,
包括神所创造的那个创造的历史
includes God's creation history,
人类被造的历史
man's creation history,
人的失败
and also
神救赎的历史
history of man, redemption for man,
讲到我们的先祖的历史
it speaks of the history of our fathers,
又接下去讲很长的一部分讲到以色列家的历史
and a long portion of it covers the history of Israel
还有最后很更重要的一部分是基督救赎的历史
more important is the redemptive history of Christ
圣经的末了是讲到主耶稣升天以后众教会在地上的
Toward the end of the Bible, it speaks of the history of our Lord after his ascension, the history of his church on earth. May the Lord cover us.
我个人从小就欢比较欢喜历史。
When I was young, I just
loved
history.
欢喜一些人类历史中的一些伟人。
Especially, I like to read about the history of him. Men's giants.
大概我在小学四年级的开始。
about when I was in the fourth grade.
有一位朋友送给我一本书。
A friend gave me a book.
叫做《现代世界伟人传》。现代世界的伟人的传记。
The modern worldly biographies of great men.
有罗斯福。
It covers the story of President Roosevelt.
有爱因斯坦。
Einstein.
还有爱迪生。
Edison.
还有我们中国的孙中山先生。
And our
Dr. 还有什么苏联的史大林。
Starting from Russia.
这就是当代的伟人。
All these the great men of that contemporary time.
每一篇每一个传伟人啊都有一个像头素描的用笔画出来的像。
And in every chapter there is a sketch of that great man.
小小的一个像。
A very small portrait.
那我因为欢喜他们。
Because I like them.
在我家里有一些从前那个明信片。
In my house, I have some postcards.
正面是让你写地址的反面的是白的。
On the front, you could put down the addresses, and on the back is a blank.
那个明信片大概就像圣经这么大。
It's about the size of my Bible.
那个像头很小。
And the portrait.
我就把它用一个格子画了几个格。
I would make a few lines over there.
也把我这个明信片画了几个格。
And also on the postcard, I would make lines.
我就学他们来画，画了一个像。
I would like to draw that picture according to the
portrait. 我画了几十个，在我那个小房，我住的那个小房间。
And in the very small room that
我把这些画好的明信片用蜡纸包起来。
And I would wrap it up with the wax paper.
然后贴在我这个房间的墙上。
And I would post them on the wall of my small room.
哇，整个房间都是这些现代的伟人。
So in my room, it's all on the wall, covered with the portrait.
你们知道我
of the modern great man.
从小就崇拜英雄。
So you know, ever since I was young, I just worship the heroes. I just love them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
蒙清楚蒙恩之后
，After I are clearly seen,
主就让我开始注意圣经中的一些古人。
And God allow me to pay attention to all the biblical figures.
比较欢喜来读他们的历史。
I just love to read their history.
这是主的怜悯。
And this is the Lord's great mercy.
读圣经这件事情来说
From reading the Bible,
我觉得我很亏欠主
I feel I really shortchanged our
圣经没有读好
I really haven't studied the Bible
我虽然在厦门那几年
In the several years when I was
有心追求主
Even though I had a heart to pursue
但是年纪还小
But I was young then
那么也没有好好的读
So I didn't study the Bible well
等到了香港
After I went to Hong Kong
我在香港教会学习侍奉
As I learned to serve
我是一个马大弟兄
I was just like Martha Brother Martha
人家马大是姐妹
But Martha actually
我这个弟兄也叫马大
But I being a brother is also like Martha
什么意思呢
What does that mean
对教会很多事情有兴趣
Because I was so interested in so manyActivities in the church.
所以啊，常常忙在这一些事工上面。
Therefore, I always busy myself with all these work.
身体又不是太好。
And I wasn't physically healthy.
白天忙了，到了晚上就累了。
In the morning, I tire myself out. So at night,
当时我们有的同工啊，他们很好，白天忙。
And some of my co-workers,
even though they
were busy doing the
day, 还可以好好读圣经，读它两个钟头、三个钟头。
Could study the Bible two or three nights at hours.
我到了晚上没有聚会的晚上。
But as to me, at the night there are no meetings.
我就常常对着圣经点头。
I was often nodded off over my Bible.
累了打瞌睡。
So tired, I
simply dozed off. 所以求主赦免我。
So may God forgive me.
圣经实在没有读好。
So I really didn't study my Bible well. But still, the Lord had mercy.
稍微 因为欢喜这些圣经人物。
Now, because I like to study the biblical characters,
能够稍微从他们身上得着一点的蒙的一点恩典。
Somehow I received grace from reading about them.
自己的一点历史。
And this is a part of my own history. May the Lord have mercy on me.
那我在这里要举几个例子。
Now here I would like to give you a few examples.
圣经有明文记载的。
Scriptures that are explicitly recorded.
要好好的读，细细的读。
Study them well in detail.
那我们来研究一个小问题。
Now let's study together one
有一天
small issue.
先知撒母耳。
The prophet Samuel one day
就告诉那个扫罗王。
Told King Saul.
因为扫罗王不听神的话。
Because King Saul was disobedient.
他是个君王。
He was a king.
神借着先知撒母耳告诉他。
Through the prophet Samuel, God told him
有一天
that one day
要有一个征战
there would be a
那你要到基甲去等我
you have to wait for me at Gilgal
等谁啊等先知撒母耳
wait for whom? The prophet Samuel
你要在那里等我七天
wait for me 7 days there
我要来为你们献祭
I will come here to offer sacrifice
然后才可以打仗
then could you start to fight
那么过了两年，扫罗做王的第二年
，The second year in Paul, in Saul's reign，
他就在到基甲去了。
Saul went to Gilgal，
因为非利士人在那里包要跟他们征战。
Because at that time Philistines were about to attack them，
他就听撒母耳的话。
Therefore he listened to Samuel's
word， 在那里等一天、两天、三天、五天。
There he waited 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days，
等到第七天。
On the seventh day,
哎呀，先知还没有来。
Prophet still hasn't arrived.
但是因为那个战事很紧急。
Because it was so tense and urgent.
敌人就包围圈，就包围着他们。
The enemies have surrounded them.
好多以色列人看见非利士人都跑掉了。
So many Israelites seeing all the Philistines actually fled.
哎呀，这个老人家怎么还没来啊
？How come this old man still hasn't?
他心里着急了。
Saul was so anxious.
他觉得不对。
Said,
他就赶快自己上去献祭。
Immediately,
刚刚献完祭
after he was done with it,
撒母耳老人家撒母耳来了。
The old Samuel, the prophet came.
撒母耳对他说
Samuel said to him,
你为什么没有等我
Why do you haven't waited for me?
他说你来了那么迟
Because you came so late.
百姓都走掉了
And, my soldiers
所以我就勉强献祭啊。
So reluctantly, I just offered a sacrifice.
撒母耳有没有迟到
？Did Samuel come late?
第七天怎么算
？On the seventh day,
要太阳下山那第七天才完。
The seventh day ends when the sun sets.
但是他撒母耳还没来。
But at this time, Samuel hasn't arrived.
你紧张什么？太阳都还在那里。
What's the big deal? Why are you so anxious? The sun is still there.
他没有好好的等。
So,
结果他献完祭。
After he was done with sacrificing,
下来。
When he came down,
撒母耳就来了。
From the altar, Samuel arrived.
如果他再等一会儿不就好了吗
？If he should have waited just a little bit, then everything would be fine.
所以撒母耳心里难过。
So Samuel was so grieved.
就把神的话告诉扫罗。
He told Saul God's
word. 你的王位不能长久。
Your kingdom shall not
endure. 因为你没有听神的话。
Because you did not
listen to God's word. 你是个君王没有错。
You are a king indeed.
但是献祭是先是祭司的事情。
But offering sacrifices is
不是你这个做王的可以献祭。
It's not a king that could do it.
这是摩西律法的规定。
This is the Mosaic law.
是神的安排。
It's God's arrangement.
撒母耳错了。
So
不是，
这
扫罗错了。
Saul was wrong.
那撒母耳跟他什么说啊
？So what did Samuel say to Saul?
他说你的王位不能长久。
Your kingdom shall not endure.
耶和华已经找到一个。合他心意的人。
The Lord has found a person after His heart.
啊，然后呢，在使徒行传十三章那里讲。
And also in Acts 13:22, we read.
他所找的那个人是谁呢
？Who is that person?
就是大卫。
David.
凡事要照神的旨意行。
He will do all things according to His will.
好了，那么我请问，那个时候 大卫在哪里啊？
Let me ask you, where was David?
你们读读圣经啊。
All of you who study the Bible.
大卫在哪里？
Where was David?
他几岁了？大概有几岁？
How old was he at this time?
青年弟兄姐妹，你们有谁知道？举手。
Our young brothers and sisters, anybody knows this? Raise your hand.
好，好，那你们不说，我等一等说哈。
Since you don't answer, I'll tell you the answer later.
后来呢？这个扫罗啊，大概做王了20年左右。
So Saul reigned about 20 years.
他又换了一个大的规矩。
And he committed a great.
神要他去跟亚玛力人征战。
God told him to fight with the Amalekites.
要把他们所有的人、所有的牲畜都把他杀死。
To slaughter all the men and animals.
要把亚玛力人的名号从这个人类中除掉。
To block out the remembrance of the name of Amalekites from under heaven.
这个民族是神所厌弃的民族。
Because this tribe is loathed by God.
那扫罗听话就去打仗。
So Saul obeyed God. He went to battle.
结果很多亚玛力人都被杀了。
So many of the Amalekites were killed.
可是扫罗啊，把他们的王叫做亚加。
But their king Agag.
觉得这个王生得蛮好的。
And he liked the way the king was.
那是把他杀掉，可惜了。
It's a shame to kill him.
就想把他抓回来。
So he captured the.
那么许多的牛羊也都杀了。
Killed a lot of herds and flocks.
但是牛群、羊群中啊，有的肥壮的牛羊。
But the choice ones, strong ones.
扫罗和他的百姓啊，不舍得杀他们。
Paul and Saul and his people.
所以带了许多的牛羊回来了。
So they brought a bunch of sheep and oxen.
那么先知撒母耳也给赶来了。
And Samuel, the prophet, came over.
那扫罗告诉他，耶和华的命令我都遵守了。
Saul told Samuel, I've obeyed all of the Lord's
commands. 很多百姓我都把他杀了。
I killed so many people.
很多牛羊也宰了。
I killed so many sheep and oxen.
撒母耳说吧，不对。
Samuel said, "This is not right."
我怎么听见有牛叫、羊叫的声音呢？
I thought I heard the lowing of the.
扫罗说：“哦，是这样啊。”因为那个瘦的，我们都把它杀了。
Because we killed all the skinny ones.
这些肥壮的牛羊舍不得杀，杀得太可惜了。
And the fat ones, we don't want to kill them. It's a pity to kill them.
他说：“我们要把这些牛羊啊。”带回来献祭给耶和华。
Plus, we want to bring these herds and oxen to offer them to God.
撒母耳怎么说？
And what did Samuel say?
他说：“听命胜于献祭。”
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
顺服胜过公牛的自由。
To heed is better than the fat of rams.
你既然不听神的话，
Since you do not listen to God's word,
神也厌弃你做他的话。
God also detests you to be.
后来给我们看见，
And later on we see,
耶和华的灵就离开了扫罗。
The spirit of the Lord left Saul.
有恶魔附在扫罗身上。
And the evil demon now possessed.
什么时候恶魔降在他身上的时候，
Whenever the evil spirit came upon
him, 这个人就完全失常了。
And
有的时候。
And the Saul seemed to have lost his element, wasn't behaving like the way he
was. 有的时候在那里胡言乱语，不知道在讲什么。
And sometimes he was just talking nonsense.
完全失去了，完全给魔鬼控制了。
Totally controlled by devil.
那撒母耳为扫罗忧伤好几年。
Samuel grieved for Saul several years.
我算算那些年了，大概。可能有3年之久。
I counted all those years, probably 3 years.
因为神厌弃扫罗做王。
Because God detested Saul.
神的灵也离弃了他。
And the spirit of God had.
这个王完全被恶魔控制。
So Saul was now totally controlled by the evil spirit.
后来神告诉撒母耳。
And God told Samuel.
你为扫罗忧伤到什么时候？
How much longer will you grieve for Saul?
起来。
Rise up.
把膏油带到伯利恒去。
bring the oil to Bethlehem.
高耶西的一个儿子预定他做王。
Anoint one of Jesse's sons who is appointed to be king.
耶西儿子很多。
Jesse has so many sons.
那一天的盛会里头。
On that day,
因为他们听说先知要来。
In that holy convocation, they heard that Samuel
is coming.
To offer sacrifices there.
还要跟他们全家的人一同吃祭肉。
And also he would eat together the sacrifice.
这个在当时是一件太大的事情。
In that day, this is such a tremendous
thing. 他们都去了。
So all the people went.
结果先知在那里就留心看。
And Samuel, the prophet, was looking
at him. 耶西让他七个儿子排着队。
And Jesse had his sons lined up.
那个老大是长得又高又帅。
The first one, the first son.
老二老三也不差。
And the second and the third son were not bad either. One by one they passed by.
先知看着这个老大，哎，很有点像王的情形啊。
And the prophet looked at the first son. Wow, he did have the stature of a king.
神的灵告诉先知说不是。
But the spirit of God told Samuel no.
现在七个儿子都走过了。
One by one, they all passed by before him.
怎么神都说不是呢？
Each one, God said no.
撒母耳就紧张了。
And Samuel got alarmed.
老人家，你还有没有儿子？
So he asked Jesse, "Oh man, do you have another son?"
耶西这个老人家听了。
Jesse, this old man, listen to.
耶西打打他的脑袋。
Maybe knock on his head.
对对对，我还有一个小儿子。
Oh yes, I do have a youngest one.
就是那个小大卫。
And that's the
他在哪里啊
？Where was he？
这个盛宴他都没有来。
He did not come to the feast.
这个小家伙
，this young one，
人家要找到另一个王。
And there, Samuel's looking for a king.
又关他什么事啊
but what does this have anything to do?
所以就把他留在旷野，在那里看羊。
That's why Samuel left him in the field to watch the sheep.
先知说
，Samuel, the prophet said，
这个孩子不来，我们就不开饭。
Unless this child comes, we will not.
爸爸没有办法，就找人去把他请来了。
So the father went, sent men to the field.
这个小大卫走进来。
The young David coming.
啊，脸色光红。
His face was ruby.
啊，虽然身材不高。
Even though his stature was
small. 但是这蛮这个很做，生得很做美的，很美美好。
But he was handsome.
耶和华说，就是他。
And the Lord said, "That's the one."
你起来告他，一定他做王。
Rise up, anoint him, and make him the king.
被告以后
，After anointment,
大卫是不是坐在家里等做王了
？Did David simply sit at home and waiting?
他又回到旷野去看羊。
No, he went back to the field to guard the sheep.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他在旷野常常很孤单。
In the desert, often he was alone and lonely.
他有一个感受。
He had this
小小的年纪
that even at his young age,
就被父母离弃。
He had this sense that he had been
父母没有宝贝他。
The parents
觉得这个小孩子是多余的。
They probably felt that this
所以就让他去看羊算了。
So send him out.
也不会有什么前途的。
Watch sheep. There's no future for him.
所以大卫后来在那诗篇二十七篇里说。
Therefore, in Psalm 27, David said,
他说我父母离弃我
Even my parents forsake me.
耶和华却收留我
The Lord received me.
那个话
that
那个感觉
that sentiment,
实在是不容易
It's really not easy.
神让为大卫拣选的路
The way that God has chosen for David
乃是被父母所弃绝
Is the way of being forsaken by
我们中国人有一个思想。
Now we Chinese have this
thought. 父母爱小儿子。
Our parents always love the very youngest one.
但是大卫正好相反。
But it's the opposite with David.
弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
感谢主在孤单中。
In all his loneliness.
他学会了一首很好的琴艺。
Thank God he has been skilled.In play music,
琴一弹了，鬼都害怕，都跑掉。
When he plays the harp, even the evil spirit would be driven out.
这几次你们姐妹们在这里弹琴。
Now in all these sessions, our sisters are playing piano here.
我这个音乐不大懂。
I know nothing about you. I feel you all play so well.
但我请问你们,
but let me ask you,
你们中间能弹琴的人,
all of you who can play piano,
有没有一个功能?
Do you have this function?
你弹了琴, 鬼就跑掉了。
Do you have this ability when you play the piano, the devil would be driven away?
大卫有这个蒙这个恩典。
And David has this grace.
那扫罗在那里做王。
Saul ran as king,
因为耶和华离弃他,
because the Lord has
forbidden him. 常常有恶魔来搅扰他。
Often the evil spirit came to bother
him. 那有一个少年人就说,
and a young man told him,
哎呀，我认识一个少年人, 就是大卫。
I know this young man.
他这个弹琴啊，弹得很好的。
He played the harp so well.
王啊，就要把他找来。
Oh, king, why don't you?
你心里难过的时候，困地魔恶魔困扰的时候。
When you are grieving, when you are bothered by the evil spirit,
把这个小大卫找来啊,
as long as you send for David,
你就可以舒服了。
Then you will be refreshed and at ease.
感谢主，这个小牧童啊，就被带到王宫去了。
Thank the Lord that this little shepherd is hence brought to the palace.
哎呀，大卫的历史太多了。
And there is so much about David's history.
我没时间讲了。
I probably would run out of time to talk about it. And later on,
他真的被带到宫里去了。
David was brought to the palace.
后来神来借着他来对付这个非利士人的一个大人。
And also through David, God used him to cope, fight with this giant of the Philistines.
我从前啊，穿的鞋有五寸高。
5 feet 5 tall.
现在可能不知道有没有少了一点，不知道。
With my shoes on, now I don't know how much shorter I have.
哥利亚有多高呢
？How tall is Goliath?
差不多有我一辈子高。
Double my height.
你们这个有多高
？How tall is the ceiling?
现在我们在美国啊，
America,
那个房子啊，普通都是8尺高，天花板。
In America, your house is probably 8 feet tall.
那是哥利亚进来啊。
If Goliath should come in,
他要这样子才能进来。
He has to bend his body like this.
那么高的一个敌人。
Because such a tall enemy.
把他们都吓坏了。
And everyone's scared of him.
感谢神。
But thank God.
神就借着这个小大卫啊。
Through this little David.
拿着一个摔石的那个袋子。
Through a pouch with a sling.
我从前有没有把那个袋子带来过你们这里啊？我忘了。
Have you ever brought this pouch to you before? I can't
remember. 我去过以色列一次。
I went to Israel once.
他们有一些麻绳。
They have some rope made of grass.
还有一个袋子在那里。
And at the end
of the pouch. 他说这个就是啊，大卫啊。杀死哥利亚用的那个摔石的那个袋子。
And they claim that this is the pouch that David used.
他把那个石头装在那里，一闪过去，正好啊，打在哥利亚的这个地方。
Towards Goliath, and it hit the forehead.
一块石头，这个大人就倒了。
Of the Goliath.
让他都伟大。
And then Goliath died.
但是后来，扫罗发现了。
And Saul found that.
这个小家伙啊，
this little rascal,
会不会就是当年啊先知告诉我的？
Could he be the one that?
啊，神说找那个合神和他心意的人。
The one that God has found after his heart.
要来做以色列的王。
Could he become king?
来取代扫罗的王朝。
To replace my throne.
所以从那天开始，
so from that day on,
他就要追杀大卫。
He wanted to pursue to kill him.
大卫真是倒了霉了。
And this is
他没有想要造反，
he didn't want to be king.
是神拣选他，预定他做王。
This is God who chose him to predestined him to be king.
结果他开始逃难了。
So he started to run for life.
大概逃了7年多。
Probably this lasted 7 years.
终于扫罗死掉了。
Eventually Saul died.
神也就让大卫回去做王。
And God allowed David to go back to be king.
那我要请问你们。
Now, I would like to ask you this.
西安之说他找到一个和神心意的人。
When the prophet said he has found a person after his God's heart.
大卫在哪里？
Where was David?
他有几岁？
How old was he?
为着时间的关系。
And because of restraint of time.
世界上那个时候没有一个人叫做大卫。
In that time, there was no such a person named David.
简单说，先知宣告这件事情的时候
，When David declared this matter,
大卫还没有出生了。
Samuel wasn't born yet.
过了八年。
When Samuel declared this thing, David wasn't born yet.
过了八年，大卫才出生。
It's after 8 years that David was born.
所以有的人说，那个大卫大概在旷野放羊嘛。
Some people say, "Whoa!" At that time, David probably was shepherding his sheep. Shepherding his sheep.
所以我刚才说的这些事情，你们都要去算。
All the matters I talk to you about, you
need to count them yourself. 一个最简单的算法。
The most easy way of counting.
扫罗做王40年。
Saul reigned 40 years.
后来扫罗死掉了。
After Saul died.
大卫起来继位做王。
David rose to succeed.
大卫做王几岁啊？
How old was David then?
30岁。
30 years old.
所以啊，大卫什么时候出生的
？So when was David born?
是扫罗做王10年，大卫才生出来。
It's after Saul reigned 10 years, then David was born.
所以，所有的先辈提醒我们。
So, the spiritual elder reminded us.
我们读圣经要好好的详细的来。来读。
We have to study the Bible well and closely and in detail.
其实还有好几个例子，没时间讲了。
Now I still have several other examples. I don't have time.
好，那圣经没有明文记载的。
That the Bible has not explicitly.
也要好好的来读。
Even.With, you have to study well with these.
也许我再多举一个例子好了。大卫这个例子它比较复杂。
Maybe I'll just give you another example. It's more complicated, though.
圣经说挪亚到了500岁。
The Bible says that Noah at 500 years old.
他生了3个儿子。
He gave birth to 3 sons.
叫什么名字？记得吧
？Do you know their names?
闪、韩、雅弗。
Jephthah.
那闪是不是大儿子啊
？Is Ham the eldest one?
你们说了，闪是不是大儿子
？Is Ham the eldest?
那里不是三胞胎。
It's not a triplet.
是挪亚到了500岁的时候。
It is when Noah was 500 years old.
开始生了儿子。
He started to give birth to children.
先后一共有3个儿子。
And in all.In sequence,
那有一个问题，闪是不是大儿子
？So here's the question: Is
因为后来神拣选的是闪。
It's Shan, the oldest one, because
韩受了耶和华的咒诅
，and Ham
受了父亲的咒诅。
Cursed by the father was cursed.
你们说闪是不是大儿子
？So would you say Shan is the oldest one?
是不是大儿子
？Jephthah,
the third one. 为着时间的关系。
Because of time.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible teaches us that
洪水之后2年。
2 years after the flood.
闪几岁啊
？How old is Shem?
闪100岁。
100 years old.
洪水的时候，闪几岁啊？
So how old?
这数字很简单，98岁，清楚吗
？98 years old.
所以闪不是大儿子。
So Shan is not the oldest one.
不是摆在前面就是大儿子。
It doesn't mean the oldest one.
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham，
他的父亲到了105岁的时候，大概是吧。
Abraham's father at 150.
他生了亚伯兰，还有
拿赫。
拿赫、哈兰、哈兰、拿赫三个儿子。
He gave birth to Abraham, Nahor.
那么亚伯兰是不是大儿子啊
？So Abraham is the oldest one.
他 他那活到205岁死掉了。
他
的父亲呢、
Tara, Abraham's father is Tara, who died at
90 years old. 然后他就离开哈兰到了，亚伯兰就离开哈兰到了迦南地区。
Therefore, Abraham left Canaan and left Ur and went to Canaan.
那个时候亚伯兰几岁啊？
How old was Abraham then?
75岁。
75 years.
205岁。
75 years old.
除掉75岁。
205 minus 75.
那他的父亲什么时候生他？
So how old when his father gave birth to him?
130岁才生了这个亚伯勒罕。
Tara was 130 years old when he gave birth to Abraham.
所以亚伯勒罕不是大儿子。
Therefore, Abraham is not the oldest son.
圣经里头告诉我们，
And the Bible told us,
神不拣选在先的，拣选在后的。
God does not choose the first instead of the last.
首先的亚当失败了。
The first Adam failed.
末后的亚当蒙神兴起了。
The last Adam was raised by God.
亚当是头一个人。
Adam was the first man.
基督是第二个人。
Christ was the second man.
神拣选的是基督，不是亚当。
God chose Christ, not Adam.
所以弟兄姐妹，
so,
你先说，
beloved,
神的拣选，神不拣选那个老大。
In God's election, He does not choose the first.
都是拣选那个第二的。
He always chose the second one.
闪应该是老二。
So, Shem should be the second one.
亚伯拉罕也是应该是老二。
Just as Abraham should be the second.
以撒当然是老二。
Of course, Isaac is the second.
雅各也是老二。
Also is the second son.
这是神的拣选。
And this is God's election.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
我们来看。圣经没有明文的，我们怎么读啊？
Then how do we study all those scriptures not explicitly?
属灵的先辈告诉我们，越要好好的读。
The spiritual elder told us that we have to study them as well.
Yeah, 真是需要主怜悯。
Yes, we truly need.
我在这里引了一个问题。
Here I
write
a question.
先知撒母耳。
The prophet Samuel.
还有一个士师叫做参孙。
And another judge, Samson.
他们两个人的历史。
Now the history about these two people.
参孙的历史是在四世纪最后三章。
Regarding their history, Samson's history is recorded.
撒母耳的历史在撒母耳记上。
In Samuel's history is recorded in 1 Samuel.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我从前以为，当然这个参孙啊是先比较早的人。
I always thought Samson was before.
撒母耳是后生的。
Samson.
但是后来
before, Samuel.
我从一本书上得做一个事实。
But from a book, I gathered this fact.
台湾中华福音神学院。
That's it is the gospel seminary.
翻译了一本书叫。叫做以色列的史中览，以色列人的历史的中览。
中览哦，
就是讲以色列人的历史。
They translate a book as titled "The Overview of Israelite History."
他告诉我们，参孙和撒母耳是同时代的人。
And in that book, it says that Samson and Samuel are contemporary.
而且撒母耳比参孙还大五岁。
And also Samuel is 5 years older than.
哎呀，感谢主！
Thank、
这是他们的以色列人的外史所记载的。
This was being recorded in Israelite history.
当时从这一句话，神给我一点光。
But from this statement, the Lord gives me light.
发现一些宝贵的事实。
I found out some very precious facts.
原来参孙和撒母耳并没有同工。
I found out that Samson and Samuel did not.
他们的历史完全分开了。
Their histories are two separate lines.
但是他们的年代交织在一起。
However, the era of their time does overlap.
大概撒母耳是20岁开始做先知。
Maybe Samuel became a prophet when he was 20 years old.
做了几年呢？做了5年。
After 5 years.
他所讲的每一句话都应验。
Every word that Samuel said is fulfilled.
这个青年先知真是了不起的一个先知。
And this young prophet was quite.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
对神的话他是恭敬的听。
Because he heard God's word reverently.
他传递神的话是非常严肃。
And when he preached God's word, that he did it very seriously.
一句都不差的来传递。
He would not miss out any word on God's word.
所以他的预言都应验。
So all his prophecies were fulfilled.
但是很稀奇。
But amazing.
做了五年的先知之后。
After 5 years of being a prophet.
神的百姓就来了。
God's people came.
不是，对不起啊，神百姓还没来。
No, excuse me, God's people haven't.
这个人的历史就不见了。
And this person, Samuel's history.
从撒母耳记上头三章。
From the first three chapters of
the first Samuel, 主要讲撒母耳的事情。
They will talk about things about.
等到第四章到第七章的第一节。
From chapter 4 all the way to the first verse of chapter 7.
这里有20年的时间。
It lasts 20 years.
撒母耳的历史忽然没有了。
Samuel's history simply disappeared.
而在四十章里兴起一个人来。
And then in Judges, God raised one person.
是参孙。
That sent.
他20岁做士师。
When he became a judge at 20 years old.
做了20年。
He ruled 20 years.
然后后来死掉了。
And then he died.
参孙做士师的20年。
During the time when Samson was a judge.
就是撒母耳不见的20年。
Is exactly the time when Samuel disappeared.
后来这个。参孙死掉了。
After Samson died.
但是撒母耳记上第七章的第二节。
In 1 Samuel 7:2.
说以色列全家倾向耶和华。
The whole house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
然后撒母耳就出现了。
And then again Samuel.
带领以色列家悔改归向神。
Leading the whole house of Israel to return to God.
在那里献祭讨神的喜悦。
There he offered sacrifices to please God.
得着神非常的帮助。
He received great help from God.
把非利士人制服了。
And subdued the Philistines.
那是什么？
And what is that?
参孙做士师20年。
Samson ruled as a judge for 20 years.
没有把非利士人制服。
He did not overcome the Philistines.
是后来撒母耳起来。
It is Samuel who rose later.
把他制服了。
Who subdued the Philistines? So beloved.
这里就是我们要细细的读，才能发现这些事情。
You can only find out all these facts when you study the Bible so closely.
那我们另外要来看。
Now next we will consider another question.
这个撒母耳另外一个事情我想问一下。
Another thing about Samuel.
这个事情比较简单一点，没有那么复杂。
Another question is quite easier.
就要有一个很有名的先知。
There is a very famous.
非常有能力的先知。
Very powerful.
不是以利亚。
Not Elijah,
乃是他的门徒以利沙。
But his disciple Elisha.
以利沙夺着的能力。
The power that Elisha.
是超过他的师傅的加倍。
Succeeded the power of his.
他求神给他加倍的能力。
Double the power of his.
结果他得着了。
And he got it.
所以他到处都收门徒。
So he was taking a lot of disciples.
这个城有50个门徒，那个镇又有50个门徒。
In the city, probably he had 50 disciples in another city. 50 in another city.
但是那么多的门徒，不知道叫什么，圣经都没有讲。
But with all those disciples, we don't know who they are. No names.
众门徒中，只有一个门徒。
Only one.
名字在圣经里面。
Is recorded in the Bible.
他是谁呀？
Who is he?
年轻弟兄姐妹知道吗？
Young brothers and sisters, do you know him?
他名字叫基哈西。
Gehazi.
记得吧？这个先知，这个门徒。
This disciple.
有名字，只有他有名字。
Only his name is recorded.
而且他常常跟着这个先知走了。
And he often follows the prophet.
有的时候先知要做什么事，就叫这个人去做。
sometimes、when the prophet wants to do something, he would send this disciple out to do it.
哎呀，有一天这个门徒啊，出了一个问题。
One day, this servant
就是叙利亚哥有一个元帅叫做乃曼。
There is a general in Syria, Naaman.
这个王啊，非常器重他。
And the king, Syrian king, really treasured
him. 很可惜，他就全身都长了大麻风。
But shameful, quite it's a pity that he was leprous all over his body.
他在亚兰国听说、啊、以色列有一个先知。
So in the kingdom of Aram, he heard that there is prophet in Samaria.
所以啊，这个乃曼啊，就带着很多的礼物。
Brought along with him a lot of gifts.
要来朝见这个先知。
He came to see this prophet.
盼望先知替他按手，让他的麻风得到解决。
Hopefully, the prophet will lay his hands over him so that his leprosy would be healed.
先知伊丽莎很特别。
And the prophet Elisha was unique.
他不接见这个元帅。
He did not see this commander.
只是传话给他。
He only sent out.
你有大麻风吗
？You have a leprosy.
你要得着救吗
？Do you want to be cleansed?
去约旦河里头去洗澡。
Go to the Jordan River.
下水里七次。
Wash yourself seven times.
你的大麻风就会好。
And your leprosy would be healed.
这个元帅听了很生气。
And the commander was upset.
他说我来拜见您。
Upon hearing this,
你应该出来招呼我。
I came to see you.
啊，替我按按手。
You should come to greet me and lay your hands on me to heal me.
叫我到约旦河去洗澡。
You told me to wash in the Jordan.
他说我们亚兰国那个河啊，比你们约旦河好多了。
And he says the rivers in my country are much better than yours.
如果洗澡能好，我还要跑到这里来洗啊。
If by washing my body I could be healed, why do I bother to come here?
这个元帅，这个脾气也很大。
And this general also had a temper.
一声下令，我们回家。大家就回头了。
At one command, let's go home. So everybody went back.
哎呀，这个基哈西啊，看见这一幕，觉得太可惜了。
Jehazi look at this, he said,
哎呀，我们跟随你这个先知啊，过了多少穷苦的日子啊。
I follow you, the prophet. How many days I have?
你看，今天啊。这个元帅来拜见
being poor, and this commander
只是请你替他按按手就好了嘛
he just asked you to lay your hand on him.
他带来了十套华丽的衣服
he brought 10 gorgeous changes clothing,
还有十他连堆的金这个银子啊
10 talents of silver,
好多几百斤的银子啊
and so much more
than silver. 哎呀我们的师父太可惜了
Oh, isn't this a pity?
所以当他们乃曼走的时候
So when Naaman left,
这个仆人就去追
this servant
去追这个元帅
to go after this general.
元帅看见有个仆人追过来就停车
this general saw somebody come after him
他说
stop the chariot.
元帅先生你好
And the servant said, Mr. Commander, greetings.
我有两个仆人啊，刚刚从乡下来。
My two servants, two of the disciples of the prophet just came from.
你不是带了十套衣服来吗
？Didn't you bring us ten changes of clothes?
你就给我们两套。
Just give us two.
还有银子吗？留两他连得的银子。
Just give us two talents.
哦，这个乃曼说，哎，没有问题，没有问题，你要多少都可以。
And Naaman said, okay, no problem, as much as you
want. 然后他就拿了两套衣服，两大两件的银子。
So he took two changes of clothing and two talents of silver.
这基哈西也有仆人的。
Even this,
他就把这些东西叫仆人去收去藏在家里。
Had his own servants, he told his servants to store away these things in his house.
他就若无其事的又来。站在这个师傅的身边
，and then he came and stood before his master as though nothing had happened.
先知伊丽莎问他说
，so the prophet Elisha asked,
基哈西，你从哪里来
？Gehazi, where did you come from?
他说没有啊， 我没有去哪里啊。
No, I never been to any.
我就在这里附近散步，不是现在又回来了吗
？I'm just taking a walk nearby. I just came in.
先知心里很难过。
And the prophet was grieving in his heart.
当你追着那个乃曼去的时候
，When you go chasing this Naaman,
我的心岂不是和你一同去了
？Didn't my heart go with you？
他说：“现在是我们得银子的时候吗
？”Is now the time to receive silver？
你竟然背着我做了这样的事情。
How could you do such a thing behind my back？
然后先知很严肃对他说
：“And the prophet said to him very solemnly。”
因着你这个贪爱衣服和小金银和银子。
You are greedy of clothing and silver.
你和你的子孙世世代代
You and your descendants forever
都要长大麻风
will be leprous.
那就是乃曼的大麻风跑到他们这一家里头了
That's to say the leprosy of Naaman now has been passed on to the
whole household. 可是我们再往下读
But as we continue to read on,
有一天啊，基哈西亚跑到王宫去了。
We read that one day Gehazi went to the palace.
他跟这个以色列王啊，在那里聊天。
So he was chattering with the Israel king.
突然有一个女人跑进来。
All of a sudden, a woman came.
啊，因为他们经过饥荒。
Because at that time they had.
这个女人啊，就离开了本家。
So the woman left.Her hometown.
等到回来的时候
so by the time she
发现田的田产被人家称赞了
she found out that all her possessions were taken by others.
就来请王申冤
so he came to ask the king to plead her cause.
基哈西看见这个女人
and Gehazi looking at
the woman,
he knew her.
从前啊，他有一个孩子
he knew that he had a son.
他出生没有多久死掉了。
And the son died right after his birth.
我的师父啊，要叫我拿拐杖去放在他身上，叫他活。
And my master told me to put his staff over the child to make him alive.
结果我去了，
And I went there.
弄了半天，孩子还是死的。
I tried several times, the child was still dead.
还是我的师父来了。
And in the end, my master came.
师父不在他的这个孩子的身上。
My master's fell upon the body.
伏在那里起来，又伏在那里，一共七次伏下去，七次爬起来。
He fell on the body of the child and came up
7
times.
真是他的孩子真的就复活了。
And indeed, the child came alive.
你看这个基哈西亚还在王的面前替师父做见证。
And you see this Gehazi even testify for his master.
那么，请问你们？
Let me ask you this.
以色列人的规矩
According to Israel's law,
摩西的律法
According to Mosaic law,
长大麻风的
A leper,
除非得着洁净
Unless he or she is
healed, 要离开人群到郊外去住的
He has to or she has to be quarantined.
不可以随便到人家里去了
This person can never go to another person's house.
这个基哈西跑到王宫去了
And this Gehazi went to the palace.
那请问这里一个问题
Here is the question.
基哈西的大麻风有没有得着洁净
Gehazi's leprosy, is it healed?
弟兄
Brother
你要不要回
Just you, don't look back
你说了
No
为什么没有啊，你们知道就不要说
Why do you know those of you who know?
有一位
don't have to tell.
作者有一位同工。
An author of co-worker.
他写了很多书的。
He wrote so many books.
有的正是他的解经不错。
And some of the exposition.
没有写的讲论蛮好的。
Very good assertion.
但是我有一天有一段时间我要写基哈西这个人的历史。
But there was a time when I was about to write the history of Gehazi.
我就去翻翻看这位兄长他怎么说。
So I referred to his book, thumbing through the pages to see what the brother said about this.
他熟读圣经的。
Because he is so versed.
他就说、这个人啊，应该是得着洁净。
This person is healed.
如果没有得洁净， 不可能进王宫的。
If he's not healed, it's impossible for him to go into the
palace. 所以他的推测是说，吉亚西麻风应该得着解决。
So he surmised that this leprosy is healed.
那到底有没有呢？
So exactly is Gehazi healed?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主耶稣应该是在路加福音啊，来啊，我不记得了。主明明的说。
I think it's in Luke. I'm not sure, but the Lord says it clearly.
以利沙的日子。
In the days of the prophet Elisha.
在以色列中很多长大麻风的。
There are many lepers among Israelites.
其中，除了苏利亚国的乃曼得着洁净。
Except Naaman from Syria is cleansed.
再没有得洁净的。
There is none cleansed.
所以。基亚西麻风有没有得洁净了
？So is Gehazi's leprosy healed？
我们的弟兄说应该有，他的猜，他的推测。
He surmised, he guessed that, yes, he is healed.
但感谢主，我们的主说没有。
But thank the Lord, our Lord says no.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那他一定是没有的，主说的算。
Well, since the Lord's word counts, so Gehazi is not healed.
到底他怎么混到王宫去？
So how can he muddle through into the palace?
那是另外一件事情。
It's another issue.
我们不一定要去追究他。
We don't necessarily have to find it out.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
so my dear brothers,
对于神的话语，
as to God's word,
我们求主帮助我。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我讲这些。主要就是说
my main point is,
让我们学习有一个谨慎的态度
Let's all have this careful attitude
好恭敬的读主的话语
Reverently study God's word
耐心的细心的好好来读
Patiently and paying attention to details
不只有明文记载的我们要好好的读
Study closely not only those
也没有明文记载的有就是我们也得好好的。
Even those are not clearly explicitly recorded, we also have to study.
我承认说我实在亏欠主。
I have to confess.
主给我的连累不少。
I really have shortchanged the Lord.
但是我圣经实在读得不好。
Even though He has given me so many days, I still
haven't
mastered the Bible. All the brothers and sisters.
你这里面还在壮年的时间。
Some of you are still in your prime time.
在年轻的日子
in your youthful days.
当你们记性还好的时候
while you have good memory.
要求主帮助你们
ask the Lord to help you.
好好花功夫来读主的话
exert all the efforts to study.
我们能从主的话得着教训
because from His word we can receive instruction.
以读者以国以政
and they are beneficial for doctrine
甚至对于主对我们的管教
for reproof
我们都能学习更好的功课
we can learn we can master better lessons
活在主话语的亮光中
to live in the light of his word
走在主为我们所拣选的路上
and walk in the way the Lord has chosen for us
求主祝福
May the Lord
bless
everyone sitting here.
我们祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
亲爱的天父。
Loving Father,
我们实在感谢你。
We really thank you.
虽然你的旨意是难测。
Even though your will is insearchable.
我们没有办法来知道你的意思。
We cannot fully understand your will.
但你却怜悯我们。
But you have mercy.
把许多宝贵的话语告诉我们。
You have given us so many precious words.
把你的心意借着你的话语向你儿女们表明。
And you have manifested your will through your words to your children.
求主帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
能够耐心的。用心的好好来读你自己的话
so that we will study your words patiently, wholeheartedly
不敢马虎
we will not take it
不敢断章取义
carelessly or garbled
好好的来读你给我们的话语
but study your word well
更不容易的地方
with the difficult text.
圣经没有明文记载的。
With the text not clearly recorded.
我们也需要好好的来读。
We also need to study.
求主帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
主啊。
Lord.
为着在座多少的弟兄姐妹们。
For all the brothers and sisters in
the world. 求你把他们渴慕你话语的心放在他们里面。
Grant them this heart to long for your word.
也让他们在你话语上更多的蒙恩。
So that in your word they will be more blessed.
借着你自己的心意活在你的面前。
According to your will, they will live in your presence.
注入你自己的信息。
Bless your own message.
祝福你的孩子们。
Bless your children.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.